At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello, in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I am the host of the New Life Perspectives Radio Show for today. And also, I'm the co-creator of the Cogno Movement System. Now, normally, you guys know that I'm here with Bill McKenna, our co-host and the co-creator of the Cogno Movement System. But today, Bill has jetted off to the Gaia Studios in Colorado. If you're not familiar with Gaia.com, G-A-I-A.com, it's a streaming service where they have all kinds of really cool content. So if you like the stuff that Bill and I talk about here on this network, you will love Gaia. They have yoga classes. They have health and fitness conversations, nutrition. But they also talk about consciousness and things that could be classified in the realm of woo-woo a bit. They also talk about UFOs and fun stuff like that. It's really a place for people who like to expand their mind, who maybe already have an open mind, but really like to be entertained with education and super interesting topics. So that's Gaia.com. Now, Bill has presented our work about 7 times on the Gaia Network. And today we wanted to share those episodes with you for free. If you go to cognomovement.com and put /Tammy, so the URL is cognomovement.com/TAMMY, and you can actually get 6 episodes for free. Bill shares how to heal with water. One of our topics today is miracles, and this really does seem like a miracle. The episode was recorded long before Cogno Movement, but it's still really, really cool and a useful tool. It'll seem like a trick, but it isn't. It's a tool that you can use. And then the rest of the episodes are about Cogno Movement, about manifesting, and about how you can change your life. And I think you'll really enjoy them. So that's our little gift to you. Today, I wanted to talk about miracles. And I want to start with this question. Are you in control of your own miracles? Now, that might seem like a really weird question because who's in control of miracles? Isn't that the nature of a miracle, is that you're not in control of it? So most people define a miracle as something unexpected that happens in your life that has a really, really positive effect in your life and is sort of metaphysical in nature, meaning you wouldn't seem to be able to recreate it if you tried. So people will assign miracles to God or angels or other deities, but we really don't assign them to ourselves because until now, we really haven't been able to have any kind of control, meaning we can't really make them happen on our own. Why do I say until now? The reason is that, as we've shared with you so many times, Bill and I have the great pleasure and privilege of witnessing miracles day in and day out with the work that we do around Cogna Movement. Now, we've also shared with you that we have practitioners all over the world, people that we've trained to do the work that we do. And we get to hear from them and their clients about things that could not be explained any other way than a miracle. Except for that now we can explain it. And we have control over it. And we teach people how to have control over it. So what in the heck could I possibly be talking about? Well, let's kind of break this down. What's a miracle to you? So is it somebody who was ill and then their illness was healed? We've seen that again and again and again. Is it a relationship that is so badly destroyed or so terrible that it couldn't possibly be healed? And then it is. And then those people that are in such turmoil are now friends, and that it happens instantly. To me, that's a miracle. Is it a person who has debilitating anxiety and then they don't? That's a miracle. Is it a person whose body is broken to the point where they need many, many surgeries and then they don't? That's a miracle. So Bill and I realized that everything we're doing day in and day out would qualify for most people as a miracle. But to us, it's a part of our everyday. And there's a really significant reason for that. We discovered that our reality is very much controlled and perceived by your nervous system. I know that sounds really weird, but I promise I'll explain it to you. There's been this big nebulous thing called the subconscious. And, you know, back in the late 1800s, we had Freud and Jung and many, many others that we don't know their names off the top of our heads. They're not a popular figure, but that helped in creating this thing that we call modern psychology. And they were super, super helpful in describing what was happening in the brain. But we know now that it's not just happening in the brain, it's happening in the brain and the body simultaneously. And what happens in the brain can't happen in the brain without the physical signal from the body, without all of our senses. So they coined the phrase, or Freud coined the phrase, subconscious as a description for what he was witnessing. See, before that, they didn't know about talk therapy. They didn't consider changing what was happening in the behavior through talking to the mind, talking to the nervous system. And they began that. There's this funny show that I like to watch. It's called Vienna Blood. It's on PBS. It's a British show. Many of you might be familiar with it. And it's in the time of Freud. And this young man, he becomes one of the first forensic psychologists, meaning he used psychology and the behavior of people to uncover crimes, to sort out crimes. And at the time in the show, they really show that this young man was very forward-thinking. He was brilliant, probably a savant on some levels, but that his colleagues thought he was a little kooky for going along with this idea that Freud had that you could talk out a problem. At the time, it was revolutionary and really considered far out there. They had started doing things like shock therapy. They locked people up. They were drugging people. And at this time in history, there were those who thought that the mental health arena was really starting to be, or had been for a long time, inhumane. So in this show, they show this young man struggling against the mainstream medical at that time and utilizing what he had learned to know how people would behave and solve the crime. Very amazing. But we don't think about that. We don't think about the fact that the term subconscious at the time was radical and new, but also that it's a made-up term and a description. All these years later, we have kind of twisted and contorted what the subconscious is. Many people think it's a thing, not just a theory. Many people think it's the thing that controls your life, and we agree with that. But most people think it's kind of like a monster that is nebulous. You can't touch it. Can you touch your subconscious? Can you see it? Can you smell it? Do you know where it is? No. It's this big nebulous idea. And it's one of those things that people think is not changeable or changeable over a long period of time. So what this means is that this subconscious creates about 95%+++ of the things that you say, do, eat, know every day. It's like your life is on repeat over and over. And that 5% of your mind is actually conscious, meaning available to you to make changes in. So the subconscious is something that most people think is unavailable and unknown to you on a regular basis, but creates a driver in your system for what you know, be, have, or do. It really determines what your life looks like. That subconscious is said to be formulated by many, many factors, but one of which is trauma in your life, things that happen to you throughout your life and your formation. Even in the womb, there are things that the body will record as a trauma, loud noises, the mother being afraid or having an accident or injury will be recorded in the nervous system, the fetus. So you just heard me slip and say nervous system. Well, that's a big secret. With CogniMovement, what we know now is that the subconscious is actually functionally your nervous system. Now, what the heck does this have to do with miracles? Stay with me. It's actually everything. So what we've discovered is that not only do you have full control over your subconscious, if you know how to access or what it really is, but that part of your physical system actually can be in control of your miracles. So let's go back just for a minute to miracles and what they are. Realistically, they're things that we want to have be different in our lives. Usually we assign miracle to something grand, something big we need changed. But even little things fall under the category of miracles. You know, a flight being canceled and getting another one immediately. You know, needing $5 and finding $5 can be considered a miracle. Having something show up exactly at the right time when you need it. Meeting the right person at the right time. All of those little everyday things can feel like a miracle when you really need it. But if 95% of what you do, think, eat, you know, smell, go, if 95% of that is managed by this subconscious thing, how could you change it? How could you control it? How could you get out of it? So this idea of the subconscious and its control over you creates this conundrum and this pattern, this cycle that most of us never get out of in our lifetime because we just don't understand what it is and what to do about it. So Dr. David Hawkins created books called Power Versus Force was one of them. And in this, in these books, he created a level of levels of consciousness, a map that kind of shows like an energy level and an emotional level, and then how your life plays out from there. So, for example, if 95% of what you do every day is kind of based in a feeling of shame, you'll have this really, really low energy, and your life will kind of play out that way. You will actually find more and more things to feel shame about. It will start to feel like it is you. This is who you are, and that's unchangeable. Not so many miracles happen there. The next level up is guilt. If you're a person who's in guilt or blame, you're constantly blaming someone else for your life, or you feel guilty, then that's the pattern that runs about 95% in your nervous system, in your subconscious, and that's how your life plays out. You know what's happening in this big nebulous secretive subconscious, which aka is your nervous system, by how your life looks all the time. So, you know, the next one up from there is apathy. If you are one of those people that has just no energy for life, there's just no point, that you don't do anything because there's no point. It won't matter anyway what I do. My life's going to be exactly like this. In apathy, that's what how your life plays out. You'll find that you have no opportunities. Maybe you'll be a person who can't make friends or doesn't find a relationship. I always think of this one like a flatline sound, you know, like just nothing is going on and nothing is moving. And yet, strangely, it's a higher energy than shame. It's actually more forward moving than shame. Higher up the scale are things like anger. Now, anger is really interesting because people who are angry often have pretty dynamic seeming lives. There's more energy in anger. It's moving forward faster. But if you're at this level, 95% of what you do is fueled by anger. It is your automatic set point. Now, what I just said there is really, really significant. The automatic set point. Hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to hear from our sponsors here at the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll get into this part. And I promise you, this has everything to do with how you can control miracles in your life. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about miracles. But when we ended the segment, we were talking about something that wasn't quite so fun to talk about, and that was anger, and how that 95% of your subconscious is running your life. And if it's running your life at anger, you're going to be that person who's triggered. Is that not a familiar term now? Triggered. you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, we didn't know what that word meant, but now it's everywhere. Now we're encouraged to be triggered into anger. And a person who's at anger will find lots to be angry about. In fact, a person at this level will be the person who gets cut off in traffic every time. They'll be the person whose food comes from a kitchen at a restaurant wrong every time. They'll be the person who somebody's messing with them at work, or their family is really, you know, coming at them all the time. When your nervous system, your subconscious, is running a really overall pattern at one of these levels, it finds its match in life. Now, before this gets too depressing, let's talk about some of those higher levels. So the next one is pride. Pride's an interesting one. Pride's that one is where everybody hurt my feelings, you know, or I'm a patriot. You know, that gets some of us in trouble, but also doesn't pride seem like a good thing? Like we should be proud of ourselves. It's not the same thing as really self-appreciation and self-love. And if you're hearing my voice, you don't know what the difference is exactly, but you can tell there is one. It's hard to separate, but pride can also be boastful. You know, it can be one of those things that has to be right, even when you're not right. You know, one of those people who kind of knows everything and always has to be right about everything. That's the level of pride. If you look at how their life works out, it's always like that. They're always in conflict with somebody because they're right and the other people are wrong. Now, it's a higher energy level because they're forward moving. They do have some level of self-esteem, but it's also mixed with a level of self-hate. Unfortunately, if you always have to be right, there's a reason for that. There's a driver in your subconscious or your nervous system so that everyone must think I'm right. When you're not at that level, when you're more way up higher on the scale, more at a level of acceptance or reason, really, you don't need to be right all the time. You might be right, but it's okay for somebody else to have another opinion, and your body is relaxed and says, okay, interesting point of view. I'll take that under advisement, or you just ignore it. It doesn't matter to you if you're right or not right, if they're wrong or not wrong. See the difference here? So pride is one of those, and you can see how that person's life plays out. We all know one. If you don't know one, you might be that one. Just saying. Oh, that's one of those terrible things. If it's not you, if you don't know someone, it might be you. Above that is courage. Now, courage is one of those things that's half in, half out. It's half fear and half go for it. It's that thing when you're a kid and you're standing on the diving board, you want to do it, but you're scared to death. There's a lot of forward movement and courage, but there's an equal amount of back movement. Courage on its surface seems really grand, except for you'll find that person is the person who's always reinventing themselves only for it not to work out. They're the person who always has the next big idea and it doesn't really work out. They're the person who's very, very excited and then very, very depressed. We all know one of these as well. And it always feels like, come on, dude, get it together. You've got these great ideas. Why can't you, get it to come to fruition? It's because the energy of the subconscious, of the nervous system at that level, the driving forces are equal go and equal stop. If you remember learning to drive, especially if you drove a stick shift, you would have, you know, half on the clutch, half on the gas, half on the clutch, or half on the brake, half on the gas. If it wasn't a stick shift, you're going and stopping, that jerky motion. As I say it, you probably can feel that reaction, that half go, half stop. So at this level in life, if you're there in that pattern, You're very, very frustrated most of the time. You want to go forward. You know you're smart enough to go forward. You may even have the plans, but something in your life holds you back. Now, at any of those levels that I just described, do you think those people are experiencing many miracles or any that they might be in control of or producing? Really, probably not. Because that 95% of their consciousness, of their awareness, of their driving force is really holding them back. And there's a lot of victimhood in those lower levels because it always does feel like it's not us that's holding us back. It's not our fault. It's someone else. But what it really, really is it's this driving force. It's these automated responses that your nervous system created in response to an injury, in response to fear. It's the most natural thing. Our nervous system, it's a lot of things. This is one function I'm talking about, but our nervous system is how we take in the world. It's how we experience it through our eyes, through our ears, through our taste, through our touch, and through our senses. So the nervous system functionally extends about 6 to 8 feet around the body. Why do I say this? Because just consider somebody walking up behind you and you don't actually know they're there. You can't see them there, but you feel them. You can feel it right now. That idea of somebody walking up behind you, you know they're there. You know when somebody's even looking at you across the room. Your nervous system's still sensing the world around you. It's really important to keep you safe and alive. You need to be able to decode what's happening in your environment to stay safe. If your body only knew what was happening right around you, there are a lot of problems you would be getting into that you couldn't get out of. Your body allows for a warning system in this area around your body. So functionally, your nervous system is sensing all of that. But it's also the thing that allows you to feel the change in temperature on your skin, anywhere on your skin. That's your nervous system. It is sending and receiving information to your processing unit, which is your brain, all the time. But it sends that information in feeling. It's the feeling that tells your brain the quality of the information. So you've heard of gut feelings. You know when something feels off. You know when something feels right. That's the feeling that is sending the information to your brain. Now, if you are like me and you like to geek out on this stuff, there's a book by Antonio Damasio called Knowing and Feeling that he explains this in great scientific detail. You don't have to know the science to understand it, though. As you think about it, you become aware that you sort of know what's going on in your surroundings. You know if it's gotten cold outside, even if the inside of your house is warm. How do you know that? Your body senses it. It senses changes in your environment. So with all of this sort of pre-programmed into your system, there's a lot of it that you don't have to think about. You just know. And these feelings like shame, like guilt, like pride, like anger, they're a part of that. And they are just playing off of these old recordings in your system based on things that happened to you in your life. So for example, your dad was a really angry person. You might be a really angry person because you experienced all of that and your body knows how to react to that. So it's also recorded in our genes as well. That's another place that the nervous system will record things that will keep us safe and alive. And then utilize those through our subconscious or this 95% of what is controlling us. So you're like, Liz, what the heck does this have to do with miracles? Okay, I'm getting there. So the next step up is neutrality. It is this beautiful space where your body can kind of get to neutral. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's not on fire. It's not fighting. It's just like, okay, cool, dude. These are those people that you see on the beach surf dudes. It's all just okay. It's all going to work out. You know, they enjoy what they're doing. And, you know, if their house is a shack, that's okay. You know, if we're just hanging out on the beach for the night, that's okay. I'm cool with you and you're cool with me. We're real neutral. So you may not want that lifestyle. That may seem like a beach bum to you, but for them, that's everything. And there is a quality in that that begins to allow miracles to be controllable by you. You see, any of those things beneath that, the anger, the fear, the shame, the apathy, the desire, all of the anger, all of that keeps that energy down. It keeps your forward movement down. It's automatic drivers in your body, in your nervous system, in your subconscious that keep you running that program and keep you from even seeing, literally being able to physically see with your eyes, opportunities, miracles that are all you'd have to do is reach out and take it. It keeps you from being aware of what's really around you. So remember we talked about that, you know, when somebody's standing behind you. But when you're running one of those patterns that is just absorbing this massive amount of energy, kind of keeping your head down, keeping you in a pattern that feels, to most of us, we would describe it as quite negative, keeps your life repeating a negative pattern, you can't see the miracles that become available. You can't see the people who've shown up in your life to help you. It's like that story of the guy who's stranded on an island and the boat comes to pick him up. The jet ski comes to pick him up. You know, the cruise ship comes to pick him up, but he refuses and he dies on the island. And then he gets to heaven. He says to God, God, why didn't you save me? And God said, well, I sent you the jet ski and the boat and the cruise ship. Why didn't you get on it? Oh, well, I thought you were going to send me a miracle. This is funny, but it's so true. When our mind and body, and it really is our mind and body, are consumed with these lower level energy vibrations and thoughts and feelings. The practical thing is there are thoughts and our feelings. We can't see the rescue boat that has come for us. And it's always there. But we just have we're not able. At neutrality, you can see it. You can see it. Everything's just cool. When you have a problem in your life that starts that activating fight or flight feeling where it feels like there's a lion on your ass that's going to eat you right now, you can't see 360 degrees. You can't feel neutral unless you know how. And you also can't see the way out. You can't see the lifeboat. So recently, I had a situation like this. My daughter and I, who's our business manager, we were in San Diego for a big event. We stayed 11 days at an Airbnb that we've stayed at before. It's a little complex of cottages on the beach. It's beautiful. We rented rooms for our practitioners who were there supporting the event. And, you know, we were enjoying our time. We had a lot of work to do. And when we left, we always are really careful. We sweep, we clean counters, we wipe down bathrooms. We're very conscientious Airbnb guests. But a few days after we got home, we got a message saying that our Airbnb host was charging us $7,000 for damage to a bathroom. And they wanted to know what our side was. And we said, our side is the bathroom was fine. The bathroom was old and there was age damage to the bathroom that we never paid any attention to because They're old units, quaint but old. Now, my body went into full panic. I was in fear about this because I didn't want to pay $7,000 for damage I didn't do. Here's where the miracle comes in. I used Cogno Movement, and it's a series of movements that access the brain and the body, emotion and thought at the same time. And I was able to get my body to the state of neutral, that, hey, everything's cool. Everything's all right. When I did, within an hour, we got a notice that the whole thing had been dropped. But before that, just before that, what became available to me was, oh my goodness, I think I realized what this host is doing. And it had everything to do with some kids in the apartment above us that had had, I think, an MMA fight all night long, you know, a huge party. They had destroyed some things. And we had, my assistant had sent off a message saying, hey, here's what we think may be happening, that they created an issue and we're being charged. I hadn't seen that before. I couldn't see it. I was so wrapped up in the fear. And also, you know, the anger and the pride of being accused of something I didn't do, that I didn't have that 360 degrees awareness. Now, it changed so rapidly that some of you might say, well, that's a miracle. It felt like one to me, only it was one I was in full control of because I knew that once I could get myself into full neutrality, meaning my body was very neutral. There was no forward or backward movement on this. It was just flat. Everything was okay. That I could see what the answer would be, but I could also change the energy of the situation. So let's continue this conversation in just a moment. We need to hear from our sponsors here at the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you can start to be in control of your miracle.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
We're back. We're talking about the subconscious and the nervous system and whether or not miracles are available to you. We kind of ended at that level of neutrality. And what becomes available in the world is different than when your system is consumed by things like anger, pride, fear, guilt, and on and on. Now, what I want to tell you is none of these things are actually your fault. It's not a thing about changing your mind. Changing your mind is like changing, like fighting with a terrorist or a toddler. It just doesn't work. What you have to be able to do is change the feeling, the driver in the nervous system. You see, so many of these things happen through the trauma in our life, or something that happened to us one day in our past. If you can understand that, and it's a big topic to understand, that trauma really is just something that happened to you in your past. If you're safe from it now, you're safe. But your nervous system doesn't realize it. So it will run these patterns of protection, keeping you at a low level or a high level constantly alert and aware of a problem that doesn't exist anymore. Let me say that again. Your nervous system will keep you alert and aware of a problem that doesn't exist now. It may exist from your past and it may exist in your future, but right now you're safe. Even my story about the Airbnb, I was safe in that moment. It wasn't happening to me right this second, but it was likely it could have. And that's what was creating the problem in my body, the fear. So when you can get above that neutral level, so what becomes available above there is willingness and acceptance and joy and peace and love and even enlightenment is available to you through that window of neutrality where you can get your body to stop being in its automated state. So this is the thing. how can you create this change? It's easy, recognizing it. I just felt my body go into anger automatically. Okay, so the mind is going to respond again to the feeling in the body of anger. If you have a tool like Cogno Movement, you can quickly shift that automated response into something like neutrality by learning how to recognize it. How often during the day are you doing something that you don't even know why you're doing it? Why are you eating that? You don't even know why. You just are automatically doing it. Why are you angry at that person across the room? I don't know. They just irritate me. Why are you reacting to your spouse the way you are? Well, that's because that's what we do. So the first thing you can do is start to notice. Simply start to notice. What is your overall mood during the day? Am I anxious? Am I nervous? Am I angry? Am I sad? Am I depressed? Or am I kind of neutral? Not apathetic, not lay in the road, I don't care, but neutral, like cool, everything's okay. Or are you at reason where everything has deep meaning, everything seems reasonable, it makes sense to you, and you can navigate quickly and easily? This is where miracles happen every day, on schedule, whenever you want them. It's the function of being able to control the sensation in the body that's sending the signal to the brain. When the signal in the body is neutral or better, the signal to the brain is neutral or better. And the brain then responds with, okay, if everything's okay and I'm safe, now I can choose what happens next. All right. So there's more to it than this. There's more, and I'm going to give you the more. I'm going to give you the woo-woo part of it. It's not woo-woo. It's actually scientific. It's just about electricity, energy, hormones, and chemicals. So these patterns that run in our body, if it's fear, let's say it's fear from the physical body, the body clenches in fear, sends a fear signal to the brain. The brain sends a signal back. Yep, let's be afraid because I've recorded that's a thing we'd be afraid about. Okay, sends a signal back down. The body's more fear and round and round and round it goes. Well, that round and round and round is electricity. It's hormones, it's chemicals. So the electricity creates a field. Tesla taught us this. An electromagnetic field draws things to itself that are similar. So if you've got an electromagnetic field that has the energy of anger, then if there's anyone around you that also has a pattern of that in their field, it instantly becomes a match. You go to the grocery store angry, you're going to run into all the angry people. You walk into your house angry, you're going to start a fight. Everybody in there who has any kind of anger running in their system is going to be lit up. Their nervous system's going to catch fire and feel angry too. And now round and round we go. Now here's the miracle. When you can neutralize that, you notice that you're angry, but you recognize it, you know how to recognize it, and you have a tool to change it. You get to that cool dude state of neutral, at least neutral, everything's okay. Now everyone around you will match that pattern. This is exactly how we've seen these miracles of people who hated their parents change to loving them in an instant, how the parent receives it. Instantly. That's the miracle. Because now the person who hated is not coming at them with hatred, and the parent doesn't have to defend against hatred or match it. And it happens through quantum leaps. It doesn't have to be in the same vicinity. See, when we're apart from each other, We still vibrate with each other. The split photon experiments prove this out. You split a photon, you act on one. The one that's at a great distance is still acted upon. We are no different. So when we change these electromagnetic hormonal responses, it changes what happens to anyone who's associated with that pattern. And a miracle happens. You want to change what's happening in a relationship? Learn how to get your body to neutral or better. The or better is amazing, but it all happens through the gateway of neutrality. That everything's okay. It's all cool. Even in the body. And then you can move up. Then you can jump into love. You can jump into reason. You can jump into joy and bliss. And you can teach your body how to run at that level. You can be at a subconscious level of joy. You really can. You have access to it. Now, if you are running at a pattern of joy, have you ever known a really joyful person? I've known a few. They're just naturally like that. So annoying, right? But they can light up a room like no one else. Pretty soon people are laughing, singing, joyful. They find their match, just like anger finds its match. If you're a person who can walk into a board meeting where everybody's pissed off, you know how to change your body to neutral, and you can neutralize the room when you walk in. Is that not a miracle? It feels like one. And essentially it is. Your signal is strong enough intentionally that it can change what's happening around you. You're doing it anyway. If you walk into that boardroom pissed off, courtroom too, you have influence over every person in that room. It's infectious. Why? Because anything that feels like a threat in our field, remember we talked about that, you know what's happening in the atmosphere. Anything that feels like a threat is going to kick off cortisol in your system, adrenaline in your system, fight or flight in every person that comes in contact with it. Here's a weird one. MIT did a study that showed that cortisol could be detected around the body about 6 to 8 feet of a person under stress. So think about this, you know, dogs can detect cancer, they can detect stress, they can detect when blood sugar is dropping in a diabetic. Dogs who are trained for this, how can they do that? Because they can smell it in the field. It's a chemical. Our hormones are chemical and electric in nature. They can sense it, and so can people. We just don't realize it. So when you have a tool to change what's happening automatically in your system, access your subconscious, recognize what the pattern is, and then adjust it, you have access to everything in your world and, in fact, in the universe. This thing we call manifesting, it's basically just creating the reality around you, is done by this. If you're in fear and you're trying to manifest something that really is in the realm of joy, the distance is so great that you could never do what they call of pulling it in. It's not. It's literally just finding its match. You would have to make that miracle happen, get that neutralized, that fear neutralized, and then move up into the level of joy. Until cognitive movement, it really wasn't possible unless you meditated for years. You know, it took a lot of time and struggle because, like I said, changing the mind is like, you know, fighting with a terrorist or a toddler. Now, if you know how to change the nervous system, the subconscious response, immediately you change your reality. And then you become in full control of what seems like miracles. You become that person that the whole world seems to rotate around you. And indeed it does. Because your system creates your reality. It finds its match. The problem has always been, that the programming for it is a little faulty. It's creating fight or flight responses to things that aren't, that don't exist in the life and in the pattern now, in the body now, except for that it's acting as though it is. So when you can change that, your entire reality shifts and you become the master of your universe. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. If you followed my wandering path today and you really want to know more about this, you want to know more about why and how miracles can be created, go to cognomovement.com/Gaia, G-A-I-A. So it's the word Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, the word movement, movement.com/, and then G-A-I-A. And there's a video there that Bill has done. It's about an hour long, but it explains these levels of awareness and what happens when you're able to simply change the sensation that runs as a feeling in your body, goes to your mind, and then creates a cycle. When you can change that, you can change your awareness and you can change the reality, and you become fully in control of what happens in the miracles in your life, but also the mundane in your life. If you're in control of the mundane in your life, that feels like a miracle too. All right, you guys. I'm Liz Larson with the Cognitive Movement System and New Life Perspectives radio show. Bill will be back with us again next week. Until then, be safe and be well, and consider being in control of the miracles in your life. We'll see you again really soon.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective radio show. For more information, or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.